The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's racing and what a Saturday we have coming up. Sean Quinn, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Andy Holding will be live on Racing Radio from 1:35pm for Cambridgeshire Day at Newmarket. We also have racing at Chester, Haydock and Ripon on the flat. There's good jumps action from Market Racing and we'll finish the day with an all-weather fixture on the poly track at Wolverhampton. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Ross Briley. How are you, Ross?
I'm very well.
Melodic.
Thank you.
Yeah, what have you been up to, Ross?
Oh, you know, this and that. Trying to stay out of trouble. Just rocking and rolling.
Right.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
On the streets and the leads.
Yeah, trying to avoid those cliches.
Yeah, trying to, you know, on the streets of Chapel Allen. It really is, you know, it's tough. It really is. It's tough. It's... You know, I get to the end of my road and what do I see? You know, a post office and a Lidl to my right and then an art centre to my left. I don't know. I'm so confused by life. I don't know where I am anymore.
Okay.
I'm just having a bit of a crisis, Mark.
Oh, crikey.
What's going on?
Well, I'm sure it'll be all right.
But the racing's good.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Nice distraction. It is good. It's very good,
very,
in fact.
Very, very good.
Yes. A couple of Group 1s to look forward to on Saturday in the shape of the Sun Chariot and the Cheveley Park Stakes. We've got a big Heritage Handicap as well, the Cambridge Show. I mean, what a day coming up at Newmarket.
Yeah, and an Indian summer as well. Although I say an Indian summer, I think we're going to have to re-evaluate because this happens every year. The seasons have changed, basically. Winter goes on till spring now. Summer doesn't arrive till later and then bursts into glorious technical for about 6 weeks and then disappears. And then it's always about this time of year nowadays, we have like 2 weeks of glorious sunshine and then it's horrific. So, you know, it's not an Indian summer. I think this is just autumn now. This is just what you get. It's lovely. It's beautiful outside.
It is. It's nice.
Ground. You get good, solid ground conditions as well.
Yeah.
All good. All good.
Times they are changing.
Thanks, Bob.
Yep. yeah, and that I think the ground could have a little bit of an effect on the Sun Chariot, which we'll move on to later on. But we'll start in the 2:35, Ross, which is the Cheveley Park Stakes, which is a fillies Group 1 for 2-year-olds. And it's over the 6-furlong trip. And if anybody wants to have a bet when they're listening to this, we have the three races that we're going to look at priced up already on the site, which is good news. And it's Vorder, who's the 7-4 favourite. Kayoshi is 9-4. Joyeuse is 6-1. 7-1 for Come to Heel. 15-2 for Dorothy B. Princess Noah is 11-1. 33-1 for Alutique. And Red Lady is the 40-1 outsider. So we've got Vorder priced up as a favourite. A close second in the pre-morning last time we saw her.
Yeah, I do love the Cheveley Park. It's one of my favourite races of the year, usually. But I'm struggling to get my head around this year's because, well, I mean, you want to be drawn low, ideally. That rail, where they position the stalls, where they have done the past few years, where they position the stalls, the rail is key. The last two winners have both made all from box one.
Right.
Yet, arguably, you know, the horses drawn 1, 2, and 3 aren't really good enough to win. So that kind of puts a different spin on it. There doesn't seem to be much of a front running angle in here for any of these. A lot of them like to be held up. A lot of the class horses like to be held up out the back.
Yep.
Which baffles me a little bit. So I'm not entirely sure how the race is going to be run. It might be that someone takes the bull by the horns and goes and grabs that rail and. You know, who knows? Who knows what it's going to be? Which puts a bit of a spin on it, really. In terms of the actual the form, I mean, it's a fantastic renewal. One horse that intrigues me at a bigger price, and given the way the race has been run the last 2 years, both winners last 2 years have both won from box one and made all down the rail, and they've both been ridden by Johnny Murta, right. Who's on Princess Noor, who's drawn 8, which is just terrible, really.
Yeah.
But if no one else wants to take it, yeah, I could kind of see Johnny Murta taking the bull by the horns a little bit and going over and grabbing that. that rail. She's got the blinkers on, so you know, head down, she might just go straight for it, which is interesting. And as for, because there could be a bit of a turn up. I mean, obviously there's a couple of significant absentees, like the Lucky Cristal, and of course Rezina, not turning up for this race. So on class, it's Kiyoshi versus Vorder, and I do have a slight preference for Vorder. I do like her very, very much. I mean, she had no chance last time out at Deauville. Nonay never is a bull of an animal. He's like 1.5 colts, never mind fillies. So going up against a horse of that nature was always going to be a massive struggle. Previous to that, she's shown a lightning turn of foot to get to the front in her races, and the French do very, very well, not only in this race, but also in the Sun Chariot, and their raiders are hugely respected. They're more respected recently than they used to be. There used to be a bit of value, really, trying to get those. But I'd probably prefer Vorder over Kiyoshi, but I'd have to have a little bit on Princess Noor and just hope that Johnny Murta remembers what he's done the last couple of years.
Okay, so you see it between those three. One we haven't really mentioned too much is Joyeuse, who made quite a... She made a bit of an impact at Ascot.
I'm not entirely convinced she's that... how good she is, really. I'm not sure. As I said, she was the only one to really make any ground from the back at Ascot, and obviously she's got her family to live up to, as it were. She won quite nicely last time out at Salisbury, and the third wedding ring came out and won a sales race next time out. I thought she made a bit of a heavy weather of it at the time. I'm not sure, really. I don't know what to make of her.
So on class, you fancy Vorder, and if Johnny Murta were to get out and get in front, then you think Princess Noor will have a squeak?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll move on to the 3.10 next, and this is the Sun Chariot Stakes, which is another fillies group one. This one's for the 3-year-olds and over, and it's over a mile trip, and very much a rematch between Sky Lantern and Elusive Kate at the top of the betting. It's 6-4 for Sky Lantern to reverse the form. Elusive Kate is 11-4. Integral is then 6s, Just the Judge 7s, 10s for Larkalina, Duntal is 11s, and Chigan is the 20-1 outsider. And I mentioned that I think the ground could have a bit of a key factor in this. Sky Lantern will prefer better ground, whereas Elusive Kate would have probably wanted a bit of digging the ground. So yeah, out of that match, the conditions are going to favour Sky Lantern more probably.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty quick when she won the Falmouth, though, and beat Sky Lantern. So, again, I mean, she's drawn... It depends, but as we saw, as I said, with the Cheveley Park, being prominent and grabbing a rail like Elusive Kate did when she won her last two wins is definitely a solid tactic at Newmarket. So it wouldn't surprise me to see her go and do it again. I'm not entirely sure whether Skyline's going to necessarily turn the form around. I mean, she has been unlucky. She got stuck in a terrible position at Goodwood last time out, and you know, she was carried across the course, and there was the whole furore over that at Newmarket. And previous to that, she'd looked a real top class animal when winning the Guineas and of course the Coronation. So she's a very classy individual. But I'm going to give Integral another chance to step up to the plate at this level. She should have won easier than she did last time out. Again, Ryan Moore came out and said that he cocked it up, essentially. He rushed her up down the outside. He had to make do a lot of running to get into his position, whereas Ladies First, who she dead-heated with, had a perfect run through on the rail. The actual bare form of the race isn't exactly bomb-proof, but she's got an amazing turn of foot when she wants to use it. And by all rights, she should have got beat last time out. She should have lost.
Okay.
And the fact that she didn't is a real
positive in the end.
Yeah, it is, regardless of how Ryan Moore rode the race. It's a shame about seven runners, eight runners, 6-7-1, you'd be all over this like a rash. But Elusive Kate and Sky Lantern, I think people might get into that a bit too much, that rematch, and Integral and Ryan Moore might well swoop past them all.
Okay, so Integral in the Sun Chariot, and the big race is the Cambridgeshire. That's a big heritage handicap over a mile and one furlong. We have a whole host of them in the lineup, 35 of them. You're glad to go to post as it stands. And Top Notch Tonto is the 10-1 market leader. Ascription is 11-1. Educate 14s with Graphic and Queensbury Rules. It's 16-1 for Bronze Angel, Code of Honour, and Gabriel the Great and Jack's Revenge and King George River, in fact. And then 22-1 or bigger prices the rest.
God help you.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? And a lot was made about William Haggas going for... well, aiming 6 at the race earlier in the week. Do you think he's going to have one that's good enough?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. I mean, can I have 4? Is that enough?
Well, yes. I normally allow two, maybe. Maybe three at a push.
But... Well, yeah, but it's a 20... It's a 30... How many runners?
35. 30,
it's a 35-runner handicap.
Yeah.
Are we five places? I don't know. We might be on the day. You'd hope so with 35 runners.
At the moment, it's quarter of the odds first four, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know in the morning. No, I'm taking four. I don't care what you say.
Go on then, have four.
I'm having four. I'm going to go in market order. I'm going to start with Graphic, who's one of William Haggas's. He won at Kempton in good style under Jamie Spencer last night. Previously beat Ascription on fast ground at Haydock. I don't know what's happened to this horse, but he's really found his feet. And he's not run a bad race all season. Maybe he's just matured at the age of four, because previously he wasn't the most straightforward. I'll go for Graphic. King George River is the second one. Third at York last time out to short squeeze, and I thought it was a hugely promising run from this horse. And off a mark of 100, he could still be quite well handicapped, kept to a mile. He's been dabbling at other distances, but I think a mile is a sort of mile to nine furlongs is perfect for him. Nine Realms for William Haggas again. Liam Jones, he was quite well fancy for a Group 3 last time out in soft ground behind Top Notch Tonto at Haydock, but I don't think he wants soft ground. I think these conditions will be perfect for him. York run can be ignored as well, so he strikes me as a horse who hasn't quite found his full potential. And Seek Again is the final one, and he'd probably be the strongest. He's two from two at Newmarket. And he was behind Graphic last time out, but he just hasn't performed up to his best on the all-weather, and I'm not entirely sure whether that's ideal. I do have a slight worry that he's a horse who's best fresh, as he's won both his races first time out. But John Gosden, James Doyle, an unexposed three-year-old at 22-1. I'm all right, I'll take that. So, yeah, Seek Again and Nine Rails are both 22s. King George is 16s and Graphic's 14s, so...
Yeah.
Like I said, you're getting reasonable. I probably wouldn't even back them each way. I'd just have them all. I'd just have, you know, a tenner on each.
Okay.
And hope for the best.
Yes. Nice one. Well, let's have a quick summary then, Ross, if you wouldn't mind. You'll spin us through your selections for Cambridge today.
Yeah, well, Vorder should win the Sheevey Park, I think, but Princess Noor might well spring an each-way surprise. I'll go for Integral to upset the duel in the Sun Chariot. And in the Cambridgeshire, we'll go for Graphic, King George River, Nine Realms and Seek Again. Combination Tricast.
Far enough for you there, yeah?
Yeah, I'll do, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ross. Enjoy on Saturday.
Oh, I will.
So there you go then, the thoughts of Ross Briley on Saturday's racing at Newmarket. It's set to be a cracker on Cambridgeshire today. We're going to have Sean Quinn, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Andy Holding in the studio for you on Racing Radio. They'll be live from 1:35pm. It's Newmarket, as we mentioned, Chester, Haydock, Ripon and Market Raisin in the afternoon, and evening racing from Wolverhampton as well. So plenty to look forward to. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.